在主耶稣基督的名里面。
The subject for our sharing today is psychospiritual and chemical analysis of the created man, the old man, and the new man.
今天我分享的题目是关于被造的人、旧人与新人的心理、精神和化学分析。
I'll first read few verses out of several verses that are there in the Bible that are related to our subject.
我现在要来引用三处的经节，是在许多关于今天这个题目的章节之中。
Slide two, please. You do not have to take down the references from the slide because they'll be made available to you on HCA website.
大家不需要现在来记录，因为这个投影呢会在我们教会的网站上面给大家预备好。
First Corinthians 6:17, but he.That is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
哥林多前书第六章第十七节，但与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。
Second Corinthians 4:7. Now we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this surpassingly great power is from God and not from us.
哥林多后书第四章第七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力。是出于神，不是出于我们。
Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
腓立比书第二章第十三节，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh.I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
The rest of the verses on the slide, you may kindly read them at home.
那在这个投影里面其他的章节大家可以在家里面来读。
If anyone is interested in the subject of psychospiritual analysis, I would highly recommend these three volumes of The Spiritual Man by Watchman Nee.
如果大家在这个题目就是心理精神和化学分析这个上面有兴趣的话，我是强力的推荐这个尼托生弟兄所写的这三册的书，就是《属灵人》。
They're combined into one book in English edition.
这三册在英文里面有一个版本呢，是在一册的书里面。
There are still three separate volumes in Chinese edition.
那在中文里面呢，它还是分成三册。
Free copies of these books are available in our HCA web store, HCA bookstore.
那在我们休斯顿基督徒聚会的书店里面有免费的这些书。
Please feel free to pick the books for yourself and or to give to someone else.
所以请大家自由的取用，为了你自己或者为了他人。
I read these books 5 times and experienced piercing the word.To the division of my soul and spirit.
我读这本书有五次，那每一次呢，这些话都像那个刺入、抛开、把灵和魂分开的那个两刃的利剑一样来刺我的心。
They transformed my life.
它改变了我的生命。
This is my sincere desire to everyone that has not had such an experience.
那也是我诚心的希望，如果你还没有这样经历的话。
I'm not able to recommend you a good chemistry book because I have not found one.
那在化学这方面我还没有找到一本书可以很好的来在这个题目上来帮助我们。
I did not like chemistry.
我非常的不喜欢化学。
I felt that memorizing and remembering chemistry formulas was a mental torture.
我发现呢，去背和记忆化学公式，是一个头脑里的折磨。
But I met the Lord Jesus in my chemistry examination in my pre-university course. That would be the 12th grade here in the U.S.
但是呢， 在这个化学这个科目上面，就是在我进大学之前，在美国读高中十二年级的时候，我遇见了神，经历了神。
That was the year 1971 that I was born again.
就是在1971年这一年，我重生了。
That was also a particular year that I was finding it difficult to cope up with my studies for two reasons.
那也就是在这一年，我发现在这个那个功课的里面，在这学业之中我很难的在那里来对付他们。
Number one, the medium of instruction suddenly changed from my mother tongue to English.
那第一个原因就是我所有课程的资料突然间从我的母语换成了英文。
Number two, that particular university's requirements were higher than any other university in India that I knew of.
那另外一个原因呢，就是那间大学它的要求比我所知道在印度的所有的大学都要还要高。
Added to that, I had to read Bible, go to church, and have fellowship with Christian families.
那在这些之外，我还要去读经、去教会、跟基督徒的这些家庭去交通。
It was like I was heading to fail, especially in chemistry.
所以看起来在化学这个科目上，我是注定要不及格了。
In the past, if I knew that I was going to fail, I would simply abscond from the exam.
那在过去的时候，当我发现自己要不及格的时候呢，我就很简单的就逃避这个考试就好了。
But the Lord didn't let me do that this time.
但是主这一次却没让我这么做。
I boldly went to take my chemistry examination, trusting in the Lord that He would help me.
那我非常勇敢的就是信靠神，相信他会在这个考试的时候来帮助我。
The invigilator came in.
这个时候监考官就进来了。
The invigilator's job was supposed to be overseeing.
那这个监考官他的职责是来监督的。
But he was not seeing at all.
但是他却没有来监督。
To my guess, he seemed like he was not a great student in his career.And seemed that he had a hard time to escape the eyes of his invigilators in his exams and thereby developed a lenient spirit toward the students.
那我的猜想呢，是或者这个人他读书的时候没读好，或者在那个时候呢，那个监考官让他有一个很困难的时候，但不管怎么样，从他心里面就生出了这个对学生很宽容的心。
So he purposely went and stood at the door facing outside to indicate us to go ahead and start copying and that he would be watching for the principal in case he comes and catches not only us, even him too.
这个时候呢，这个监考官就特意走到门前，而且呢站在那里呢脸朝着外面，这样的话向我们表明就是你们可以开始抄袭了。他呢会帮我们放风，然后如果那个这个校长万一校长来的话呢，不但他不会抓住我们，也不会抓住他自己。
Bingo.
对，就是这样。
Students took advantage of it.
然后这些学生就开始利用这个机会了。
But the Lord said to me, bow down your head and write the exam.
但是神却对我说低下你的头来做题。
I did exactly that.
那我就是这么做的。
I literally felt that the Lord got into me.And started operating my mind and my hand.
那这个时候，我真的是感觉到，就是主在我里面来操作我的心思，也操作我的手。
And I got exactly the passing score, neither one more nor one less.
那我的分数呢，就是刚好及格，既不多一分，也不少一分。
I experienced and learned God's ways of dealing with His children by these results.
那我就经历了神怎么样利用这些结果来对付他的儿女。
I want to share five of them today for the benefit of students.
那为着在我们中间学生的缘故，我跟你分享有五点。
Number one, I experienced God's justice for not giving me one point more.
第一个，我经历了神的公义，因为他没有多给我一分。
Number two, I experienced God's grace.For giving me the score required to pass.
第二个，我经历了神的恩典，因为他给我的分数是及格的。
I experienced God's mercy for not giving me less score lest I fail.
所以我经历了神的怜悯，因为他没有少给我一分，让我呢这样来失败。
Number four, I experienced that my Lord did it all in me, by me, and for me.
那第四点呢，就是我经历了是主在我里面，通过我也为着我做了这一切。
Number five, I learned.That God works according to His laws and attributes.
那第五点就是，我经历了主是根据他的律法还有他的属性来做工。
We're going to use a couple of analogies in order to paint the picture of the created man, the old man, and the new man in our mind.
所以下面我会有两个比喻，那用这些用这个图画呢。希望在我们心里面有一幅这个被造的人、旧人还有新人的图画，在我们的心思里面可以明白。
One analogy is not enough to portray all the aspects of what we want to learn.
没有任何一个比喻啊，可以把我们所要学的方方面面都表达出来。
Therefore, please do not come to conclusion by one analogy.
所以大家不要根据一个比喻就来做所有的结论。
If anybody finds it difficult to understand or accept the views presented in this message, kindly listen to the message once again.
那如果有任何人你觉得很难明白或者去接受，在这个信息里面给出的看法的话，那我请鼓励大家，请你再听一次信息。
Then read the scriptures.
再读一读这些章节。
It will be clear to you.
那这样会使你很清楚。
If not, kindly do not hesitate to fellowship with me on this matter.
那如果还是不行的话，请你不要犹豫啊，就跟我在这件事上再有交通。
This kind of fellowship will only build us together.
那这样的交通只会来建造我们。
As a matter of fact, this is a basic and a foundational lesson.
那其实事实上呢，这是一个非常根本、非常基础的学习。
But very profound.
但是却非常的深远。
Many of us have thought that we have gotten it, but not really.
很多人觉得呢，我们已经好像已经明白了，已经知道了，但其实不是的。
This I say, especially in regard to distinguishing of the created man from the old man, comma the natural man, comma the flesh.
那我这样说，尤其是指到我们在认识被造的人（逗号）、旧人（逗号）、天然的人（逗号）、肉体这些事情上，就是把它区别开来这件事上。
We will now use a coffee making process to understand our subject.
那现在呢，我会用一个咖啡的制作的过程来帮助我们明白这个题目。
Slide three, please.
那现在看下面一个投影。
You do not have to take a snapshot of this picture either. This will be available to you on our HCA website.
那大家也不需要现在来记录这个投影，因为会在我们教会的网站上给大家预备好。
I want you to consider the way man was created to the way we make coffee.
那我想让大家思考的就是我们怎么样被创造，是用一个咖啡制作的过程来明白。
Look at the first glass on the slide.
那我们先看到投影里面的第一杯水。
We have taken a glass and filled it with water.
我们拿了一个杯子，在里面装满了水。
The glass represents created earthen man.
这个杯子呢，代表的就是被造的属地的人。
And the water in the glass represents human life.
而这个杯里的水呢，就代表人的生命，人类的生命。
We then decided to add coffee powder.To water to make coffee.
那这个时候我们就决定把这个咖啡粉放在这个这杯水里来做一个咖啡。
Coffee powder represents God's life.
那这个咖啡的粉呢，代表神的生命。
When I say God's life, that includes God's essence, God's spirit, God's nature, God's self, and God's I.
当我讲到神的生命，这个神圣的生命的时候，就讲到神的本质、神的灵、神的本性、神的自己，就是神的我。
That would be all that God is.
或者说，这是神一切所是的。
Now, look at the gray man just below the first cup.
那我们现在来看看，在这第一个杯子下面这个灰色的人。
He is God's created earthen man in whom God placed human life.
这个是神所造的属地的人，但是神呢，把人的生命摆在他里面。
This human life has a personhood.
那这个人的生命呢，有一个人格。
It means it has a self, an I, that has a free will.
这就说到他有一个己，自己的己，还有一个我，那还有呢，他有一个自由的意志。
Please note this important matter, that this created human life, the created self, and the created I are never to be destroyed.
那请注意一件很重要的事，就是这个被造的生命，这个己，这个被造的我，它不会被消灭的。
Their foundation for God.
他们是为着神的一个根基。
They are to be filled and united by God's life, God's self, and God's I to be used by God for His purpose and to last for eternity.
他们应当是被神的生命、神的己、神的我来充满，为着神的目的被神使用，并且要存到永远的。
The created man would only produce human good characteristics with his human life.
那这个被造的人呢，他仅仅能够从这个人的生命里面产生出人这个善的本性。
In our Christian life, we somehow think that we only have the old life and new life, old man and new man.
那在基督徒的生活里面，不知道为什么，我们认为我们仅仅是有这个旧的生命和新的生命，这个旧人和新人。
But we have missed the created man.
但是我们呢，却忘记了这个被造的人。
We have not properly analyzed our old man, who has bound our created man with him.
那我们没有正确的分析，就是原来这个被造的人呢，是被这个与旧人绑在了一起。
We have to get this definition that constitutionally or in composition, the old man is composed of created man plus Satan. But functionally, the old man is the very Satan with his life, with his nature, with his self, and with his I.
所以我们必须要得到这个定义，就是在这个组成和制作的里面呢，旧人是什么呢？是被造的人加上撒旦。那功用上来说呢，就是撒旦他的生命、他的本性、他的己和他的我。
We have been ingrained by the thought of old man and new man, old life and new life, old nature and new nature, old self and new self, old I and new I.
所以我们根深蒂固的一个思想呢，就是旧人新人，旧的生命新的生命，旧的本性新的本性，旧的己旧新的我，己旧的我还有新的我。
Our thought is that we had a self, an I, and that it is perished in the grave forever, and that there came out of a mystical brand new man, and that's what which we are now.
那我们所想的呢，就是我们有一个己，有一个我，它会永远的灭亡在坟墓的里面。但是呢，很神秘的一个全新的人从坟墓里面出来，那就是我们现在所示的。
We are captivated and immersed by these two, the old man and the new man, the old I and the new I.
所以我们被这个旧人和那个新的人，旧的我和新的我这两个事情抓住，并且沉浸在这个概念里面。
We never heeded the created man whom God created to use and to last forever, but not to perish in the grave.
那我们从来没有注意到被造的人就是被神创造来使用存到永远的他不会灭亡在坟墓里。
It seems like I'm bringing in another man and adding to our existing list of two men within us, that is the old man and the new man, and making it three in number and complicating the situation, causing confusion.
那看起来呢我现在是在我们原来这个单子上所有的两个人里面又带进了另外一个人让这个情形呢就是现在这个数字变成三个人了那就让这个情形变得复杂了让人也很疑惑
Not so
但不是这样的
My bringing in today this additional new man to our existing list will rather remove that confusion
反而呢今天我在这个已有的单子上加上这个人会解除我们的疑惑。
As a matter of fact, we are not really bringing in any.
但事实上我们并没有加上什么。
We are rather going to discover him first in the old man and then in the new man.
我们会在这个旧人里面发现他就在那里然后在新人里面发现他也已经在那里。
This means that there is only one self or one I that belongs to man and the other two selves are eyes the new and the old do not belong to man and that he picks them up in his life journey at two different times
这个意思呢就是说其实只有一个己只有一个我是属于人的那另外两个己和我就是这个旧人这个新人并不属于他只是在他生命的这个旅程之中不同的时刻他得到了他们
One self or one eye he picks it up at the fall in Genesis 3:6 which he has to drop it because this is an evil one
其中的一个我或者己是在创世纪第三章第六节人堕落的时候他得到的但之后要把它放弃的因为那个是邪恶的
This is the self or the I which is referred to in the statement I am crucified with Christ in Galatians 2:20a
这就是在加勒太书第二章第二十节前面所讲到的我已经与基督同钉十字架的那个我
This is not the created I, that first one.
这并不是那第一个我，就是被造的人。
Chronologically, this is the second I, the evil nature by which the fallen old man lives by, and which is to be crucified, buried, and perished forever.
所以这并不是那个被造的我，那个第一个我。从时间的顺序来看这是第二个我是一个邪恶的我是那个邪恶的本性是堕落的旧人在生活上所表现出来的他是要被钉死被埋葬而且要永远灭亡的
And the other self or the other I is the third one chronologically which the man picks it up at regeneration which he has to embrace unite to it make it his and live by itForever and ever, because this is a divine one.
那另外的一个己或者是我呢，在时间顺序上来讲是第三个，这个是人在重生的时候所得到的，是他应该去拥抱的，因为与他去联合的，因为他会成为我们自己的，并且我们要永远靠他而生活，他也是神圣的那一位。
Now, look at the second glass.
现在我们来看第二杯。
What happened in the second stage of a coffee preparation was is this.
那在这个制造咖啡的第二个过程里面所发生的是这样。
Before we could add coffee powder into the glass of water, an adversary came and added tea powder into it.
那在我们要把这个咖啡粉加在水里之前，仇敌来了，他就把那个茶的粉加在水里。
The adversary spoiled our plan and corrupted our water with tea powder.
那这个仇敌他来呢，就破坏了我们的计划，而且呢，败坏了这个水，因为他把茶加进去了。
It became tea water.
这就成为茶水。
We don't generally call it tea water, but just tea.
那我们也不叫它是茶水，我们叫它就是茶。
Tea powder represents Satan's life.
那这个茶的粉呢，代表的就是撒旦他的生命。
When I say Satan's life, that includes Satan's essence, Satan's spirit, Satan's nature, Satan's self, and Satan's I.
那我提到这个撒旦的生命，它包括什么呢？就是包括撒旦他的本质、他的灵、他的本性、他的己，还有他的我。
That would be all that Satan is.
这就是一切撒旦所是的。
We now have the burden of repairing this corrupted, undesired tea to make coffee.
那现在我们就有一个负担，要来修理这个败坏了，不是我们当时所期望的这个茶。我们想要的是制造咖啡。
Tea powder that was added into water must somehow be extracted.
那这个加进去的茶粉呢？不管怎么样，我们是要把它剔除掉的。
The cup of tea must be restored to its former state of cup of water.
所以呢，这个茶水要先被恢复到它原来的那个状态，就是一杯水。
And then add coffee powder.
然后把这个咖啡粉加进去。
That's not easy.
这个非常的不容易。
There needs to be a major chemical intervention to remove or eliminate the tea powder from the tea water, and after that, add coffee powder to the restored cup of water.
因为这个时候要有一个重大的化学的这个摄入，才能够从茶水里面去除或者消灭这个茶粉，而然后呢，把咖啡粉加进去，加进这个已经被恢复的这杯水里面。
Now.Look at the combined gray and blue man below the second cup.
现在我们就看到在这个第二杯下面这个灰色跟蓝色的人。
Just like what happened at the second stage of our coffee preparation in that second cup, at the fall of man in Genesis 3:6, the blue Satan got into the created gray man through the fruit.That he made man to eat.
这就是在这个咖啡制造的第二个过程里面的第二杯水。这个时候所发生的就是在创世纪第三章第六节，人堕落了，这个撒旦的蓝色的这个生命呢，进入到这个原来被造的生命里面，就是原来的这杯水。
Man's life now got corrupted because man's life and Satan's life got united.
那人的生命就会就被破坏了，因为现在撒旦的生命跟人的生命混合在一起了。
Satan's life, Satan's nature, Satan's self, and Satan's I are united with man's and are strongly acting over man and are controlling him.
那这个时候，撒旦他的本性、他的己，还有他的我呢，就与人联合在一起。而且这个时候呢，他非常强力的来控制了人，在人里面做他要做的事。
Man, instead of him being the person of himself, he allows Satan to be his person or his I.
那人呢，不是他来掌控自己，属于自己，他是让撒旦成为了他这个人，他这个人不是自己来做人。
This is.The second eye, the evil eye.
这就是第二个我，也是那个邪恶的我。
The created man is now as married to Satan.
就好像说这个被造的人现在跟撒旦结婚了。
He lives by the life, by the nature, by the self, and by the eye of Satan.
所以现在他的生活呢就是从这个撒旦的生命，从撒旦的本性、撒旦的己和撒旦的我里面出来的。
He still has his own created eye, but it is subdued and functionally weaker.
他还有那个被造的我，但是呢，却被征服了，在功能上面他是软弱的。
At this second stage, man is predominantly operated by the loss of.Satan.
那在这个第二阶段的话呢，人呢是主要被撒旦所来操作的。
Satan's laws are number one, the law of sin, and number two, the law of death.
我是被撒旦的那个律来掌控的。撒旦的律是什么呢？第一就是罪的律，第二就是死的律。
The function of the law of sin is to produce evil characteristic.
那这个罪的律呢，它制造的就是邪恶的性情。
This law is so subtle that it also produces a certain characteristic which, if I may call it, is so-called good or like a good, but which is still evil.
那这个生命其实是非常微妙的，因为它也会制造出来一些性情。那这些性情呢，有的时候可以被称为是善的，有的时候甚至很像是善的，但是其实仍旧是邪恶的。
This law of sin dominates human laws and steals man's freedom.
所以这个罪的律呢，统治了人，而且呢，让人的自由被夺去了。
Man needs deliverance.
这个时候人需要解救。
Satan needs to be removed for him in order for him to liberally exercise his free will.
所以撒旦需要在人里面被去除，然后让他可以在这个释放的里面来使用他的自由意志。
Major intervention is required to remove Satan from man.
所以在人里面需要有一个摄入，这个干涉呢，可以把人里面的撒旦除去。
Man is stuck with Satan like a woman is stuck with a bad husband.
那人呢与撒旦纠缠在一起，就像一个人他是与一个很坏的丈夫结合在一起。
Man is now desperately looking for a divorce from the bad husband.
这个时候人呢，就是拼命的要从这个坏的丈夫里面跟他离婚。
Now let us come back to our coffee making process.
那现在我们再回到这个咖啡的制作过程。
I apologize to tea drinkers for having given bad reputation to tea in my illustration.
我先要道歉哈，因为在这个里面使用茶来代表邪恶，其实好像有一点不合适的哈。
Please do not take it literally.
所以大家不要在字面上面来理解这件事。
The picture, the cup in the first three pictures is my coffee cup.
在这前三个那个图画里面的这个杯呢，是我自己的咖啡杯。
It's a good cup if you want to buy. It's a vacuum cup.
Vacuum.
Vacuum. It's like a flask. So there's a vacuum actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 中空的。这个杯是很好的杯。如果你想买的话，这个杯是中空的。
I have been using this cup for the past 10 years and not broken yet.
过去十年我都是用这个杯，它还没有坏。
But no credit to me. Credit goes to my two sisters in the kitchen, my wife and my daughter-in-law.
但是这个这个功劳呢要给两个姐妹，一个是我的妻子，一个是我的媳妇，他们在厨房里面来做这些饭食。
Do you see the fourth cup? It is different from the rest of the three.
那大家如果注意的话，第四个杯它跟前三个杯都不一样。
It's because it is transformed.
因为它被改变了。
It is to indicate immortal and incorruptible body.
它代表的就是那个不能朽坏的那个生命。
The fourth cup, we bought it in 1992, the year we came to United States for the purpose of the Lord's Table in Beaumont.
这个杯子呢是我们1992年买的，那个时候我们来到美国，来到 Beaumont, 就是为了要参加那里的一个波饼聚会。
There are some from this fellowship who sipped with this cup when they came to Beaumont and had fellowship with us.
在我们中间还有一些人当时就在 Beaumont, 我们一起在那里拨饼纪念主。
Now, look at the third cup.
现在我们先来看这第三杯。
We are now in the third stage.
现在我们是在第三个阶段。
Now, we are going to repair the unwanted tea or the tea water.
那我们现在是要来修理这个我们不期望得到的这个茶水。
Let us suppose that the particular coffee powder that we are going to add is a miracle coffee that is imported from a country called Heaven and that it has two miraculous properties.
那我们现在来假设哈，现在我们加进去的咖啡粉是神奇的，因为它是从一个国家进口的，这个国家叫天国。然后呢，我们把它加进去之后呢，有两个特别神奇的特性。
Number one, it kills, gasifies, evaporates, and eliminates tea powder from the tea water, leaving the water in the cup.
那第一个呢，它会杀死，它会气化，而且蒸发除掉这个茶粉，而且呢，它只把这个水留在杯中。
Number two, it turns water into coffee.
第二件事呢，它就把水变成了咖啡。
So, when we add coffee powder into tea water, according to our supposition of the properties of coffee powder, what this coffee powder does is this.
那当我们把这个咖啡粉这个假设有两个神奇特性的咖啡粉加在这个水里的时候，这个时候它要做的就是下面的。
It eliminates tea powder from the tea water.
第一件事，它就是在这个茶水里面把这个茶粉除掉了。
Secondly, the coffee powder gets dissolved in the restored water.
那第二呢，就是这个咖啡粉它是溶解在这个被恢复的水里面。
The result is coffee water.
那这个结果呢，就是咖啡水。
We don't generally call coffee water, but just coffee.
我们也不叫它咖啡水，我们就叫它咖啡。
That final product is the fourth cup.
那这个最后得到的结果就是第四杯。
Like the miracle coffee, at regeneration, when Christ comes into us, what the element of Christ does is this.
那就像这个神奇的咖啡一样，当我们重生之后，基督进到我们里面，他在我们里面所做的是这样。
Number one, it causes death to the element of Satan.
第一件事，它让我们里面这个撒旦的成分死。
Number two, it adds eternal life to the human element.
第二件事，它把一个永远的生命加在人里面。
The result would be united life, human life and Christ's life united.
这个结果就是一个联合的生命，就是人的生命跟基督的生命联合。
Man now takes the person of the Christ or the eye of Christ as his.
这个时候人呢，就得着了基督的这个我，或者基督的生命成为他。
This is the third eye.
这就是第三个我。
Man is now as married to Christ.
这个时候人好像就是与基督来结合了。
Man united together with Christ is called the new man,The transformed man, God's desired man.
那这个时候人与基督联合之后，我们就称他为新人，是一个改变的人，是一个神心意中的人。
That would be the combined gray and red man below the fourth cup on the slide.
这就是在第这个投影里面第四杯下面的这个灰色的人和红色的人。
In practical life, how the fallen man gets from Second stage to third stage, and then to the fourth stage is like this.
那在实际的生活里面，那个堕落的人他怎么样从这个第二阶段来到第三阶段，而且结果成为第四阶段呢？是这样的。
In the second picture of the combined gray and blue man,
在这个第二个图画里面
，In the second picture of the combined gray blue man that is just below the second cup.
在第二个杯下面这个联合起来的这个人
The created man that is stuck with the blue Satan is desperate to get him out of his life but he is unable to do so with his limited human ability
这个被造的灰色的人他呢已经与这个蓝色的撒旦的生命纠缠在一起，但是他拼命的想从这里面出来，但他就做不到，因为他自己的这个有限的这个人的能力，所以呢，他试过但是失败了。
He tries but fails.
他试过但是失败了。
The created man who is joined with Satan and stuck with him in the second picture, when he hears the gospel, he gets opportunity and hope as well to be delivered from Satan.
那这个被造的人，当他啊与撒旦联合纠缠在一起之后，就是在这个第二个图画里面，他听到了福音。当听到福音之后呢，他就有了这个机会，也有这个盼望，可以从撒旦里面来得拯救。
One who makes a right choice to receive help from Christ will be saved; otherwise, will continue to be stuck with Satan and be lost.
那这个一个人做出正确的选择之后，就从基督得着帮助，这个时候肯定会得拯救。但是呢，不然的话，那他就一直与撒旦纠缠在一起。那是一个失丧的情形。
Because if man takes in Christ, he can kill the Satan in him.
因为当一个人接受了得着了基督之后，就可以杀死撒旦。
So the created man exercises his free will, makes a right choice, and calls the Lord Jesus like this.
所以呢，当这个被造的人他行使自由的意志，他在那里做了对的选择之后。而且称耶稣为主。
Lord, I cannot save myself. Come into me and deliver me.
这个时候他的呼求是这样的，说主啊，我不能救自己，求你进来到我里面来拯救我。
Then Christ comes into him.
然后这个基督就进到他里面。
This is the beginning of salvation.
这个就是救恩的开始。
When Christ comes into him, what the created I has to do is this.
那当基督进到这个人里面的时候，被拯救的人他要做的是这样。
Number one, yield and cooperate.
哦，这个被造的人他要做的是这样。第一个就是降服并且合作。
Number two, take Christ as his person.
第二个就是让基督成为他的人。
He will kill Satan inside him and deliver him.
然后他就会在他里面杀死撒旦，而且来拯救他。
This all happens in the third stage.
这些都是在第三个阶段里面所做成的。
We are all in that third stage now.
我们现在都在这个第三阶段。
It is not an overnight process.
这不是一个一蹴而就的事情。
It's a lifetime process to result in the fourth man on the slide.The perfect new man.
这个是一个一生的过程，然后呢，它的结果就是在这个投影里面的第四个这个完全的新人。
In this third stage, man can produce three kinds of characteristics.
在这个第三阶段，人里面其实可以生出三种性情。
Number one, human good characteristic.By the created man using the law of mind.
这第一个呢，能够产生出人这个善的本性，就是被造的人他在心中的律里面所产生的。
Evil characteristic, including the so-called good, are called like a good character by the fallen old man using the law of sin.
那第二个呢，就是这个邪恶的本性。它里面包括那些被称为善的或者像是善的那些性情，但是呢，却是堕落的人在罪的律里面所产生的。
Number three, divine good characteristic by the regenerated new man using the law of spirit of life.
那第三个呢，就是这个重生的新人在生命和圣灵的律里面所产生的神圣的善的性情。
The new man.In the illustration, although I have narrated him as an individual person, this is a corporate person called one new man in Ephesians 2:15.
那在这个图画里面，这个新人呢，虽然我在刚才这个解说的时候是把它作为一个个人来讲，但其实这是一个团体的新人，就像在这个以弗所书第二章里面讲到的一个新人。
Each individual person as a new man is in this corporate one new man.
所以每一个新的个人都在这个团体的新人里面。
What is the purpose of this subject today?
那今天这个题目它的目的是什么呢？
It is number one, to understand the most important requirement required for living a Christian life.
第一件事就是让我们能够明白，就是活出一个基督徒生命里面最重要的要求是什么。
What is that the most important requirement required for living a Christian life?
那活出一个基督徒的生命最重要的要求是什么？
The most important requirement required for living a Christian life is for man to be filled by and united by Christ to be used by God for his purpose.
那这个活出基督徒的生命最重要的要求就是与基督联合，让他来充满，为着神的旨意，让我们被神所使用。
Number two, to understand two profound statements that were made by our dear brother Samuel Chu in his Sunday's message on May 29th last year with the title The Life of Burning Incense in the Spirit.
第二个呢，我们可以来明白两个深远的陈述。那这两个陈述是在朱弟兄去年5月29号主日的信息所讲的，题目就是在圣灵中烧香的生活。
Those statements are，
那这两个陈述就是
Number one，
第一
Christ in me is praying to the Christ above，
在我里面的基督向着在上的基督祷告。
Our prayer is not only a fragrance but also a vessel。
那我们的祷告不光是一个灵中烧香的生活，而且我们是一个器皿。
Have you ever heard such a statement as this, that our prayer is a vessel?
你从来有没有听过这样一个陈述，就是我们的祷告啊，原来是一个器皿。
Did anybody catch our brother's statement that prayer is a vessel?
那有没有人真得着我们弟兄所说的这句话呢？就是祷告是一个器皿。
Or ask him what he meant by it.
或者来问朱弟兄啊，你这么讲是什么意思呢？
Sometimes our listening is like this.
有的时候我们来听到是这样的。
A preacher once delivered a good sermon in the church.
一个传道人他在教会里面讲了一篇很好的道。
When the sermon was over,A member of the church who supposedly had been touched by the sermon went to the preacher and said, Wow, Pastor, that was an encouraging sermon.
当这个道结束之后呢，一个教会里面的弟兄或者姐妹呢，他就来到这个传道人面前说，Wow, 牧师啊，您今天的那个讲的道啊，非常的好，真的是摸着了我。
The preacher said, Thank God for that.
那这个传道人就说为此我们要感谢神。
He then continued, Can you tell me what is that in the sermon that gave you such an encouragement?
然后他就接着问，那你能不能告诉我，在刚才你所听的这个道里面有哪个点呢是来鼓励了你的？
The man was lost.
这个人呢突然间就迷糊了，失掉了。
That's how we listen and that's how we appreciate too.
这就是我们怎么来听到，也是我们怎么样来感激一篇神的信息。
We will now do some math to derive something out of the two statements that our brother made.
那现在我要在弟兄的这两个陈述里面来做一些数学的推导。
According to our brother's first statement, it is Christ in me who is praying.
那弟兄讲的第一句话呢？第一件事就是在我里面的基督来祷告。
According to the second statement, prayer is a vessel.
那第二个陈述里面讲到呢，就是祷告是器皿。
If prayer is a vessel, and if that prayer is made by Christ, then Christ is praying out of the vessel.
那如果祷告是一个器皿，而且基督在我们里面祷告的话，那这个祷告是由基督来完成的，那基督的祷告呢是在器皿里面祷告。
In other words, Christ is using the vessel to pray.
或者换一句话说，基督是在器皿使用这个器皿来祷告。
It means Christ is occupying the vessel, meaning the vessel is filled by Christ.
那或者我们可以这样讲，就是基督他是拥有这个器皿的，而且呢，这个器皿是被基督所充满的。
That means without Christ, the vessel is empty.
那或者换一句话说，如果没有基督的话，这个器皿是空的。
To understand this, we will use another illustration.
那我们要明白这个，我再举一个例子。
When a person talks wasteful words, we call it an empty talk.
当一个人在那里讲废话的时候，我们说这个人的说话是空谈。
Empty talk comes from an empty person.
因为这个空谈呢是从一个空的人里面出来的。
Empty talk means there is no substance in the talk.
这个空谈什么意思呢？就说他讲的话里面是没有什么内容的。
That means that person has no substance in him.
也代表这个人里面是没有什么内容的。
Likewise, our prayer is a vessel.
那同样的，我们的祷告就是一个器皿的话。
And that vessel is considered empty without Christ in it.
那这个器皿如果没有基督在里面的话，就是一个空的。
The synonyms for empty are hollow, unfilled, unoccupied, uninhabited, etc.
这个空的这个同义词呢，我们可以讲到有空洞，有没有内容的，有空闲的，有荒凉的，等等等等。
Remember, God's purpose of creating man was to fill him, occupy him, inhabit him, and unite with him to accomplish his eternal purpose.
我们要记得哈，神创造人为着他的旨意，是因为他要用着人来充满他，来拥有他，住在他的里面，也与他来联合。
If the vessel is empty, then the man produces an empty prayer, a valueless prayer.
那如果一个器皿它是空的话，那他所祷告的就是一个空的祷告，是没有价值的祷告。
If the vessel is filled with Christ, he produces a substantial prayer.A valuable prayer.
但是当一个器皿被基督充满之后，他所出来的这个祷告是有内容的，是有价值的。
It means when man prays by himself, it is an empty prayer and therefore has no value.
或者说，当一个人是凭着自己祷告的时候，这个祷告是空的，是没有价值的。
When Christ prays from within man, it is substantial and has value.
但是当基督在一个人祷告出来的时候，这个里面是有内容的，而且是有价值的。
Now I want to dwell on two words in the statement, Christ in me is praying to the Christ above.
那这个时候呢，我要在这句话，就是我里面的基督向着上面的基督祷告里面来看两个字。
Those two words are in me.
这两个字是什么呢？就是我里。
These two words.Have great importance in the Bible.
这两个字在圣经里面有非常重要的意义。
We can neither have the Bible nor Christian life without these two words in me.
如果没有这两个字，我在我里的话，那我们没有这个圣经，也不会有基督徒的生活。
The statement, Christ in me is praying to the Christ above, would not be technically complete.Without these two words in me.
所以基督，我里的基督向天上的基督祷告，这句话里面如果没有我里的话，是技术上来讲是不可能实现的。
If you remember the definition of Christian life that I gave in my last sharing, it was like this.
如果大家还记得我上次跟大家讲到基督徒生活的定义是什么的话，是这样的。
Christ himself living,Christ's life in me, by me, and through me.
基督他在我里面生活，是讲到他在我里面，是借着我，也通过我。
I did not stop the statement by just saying Christ himself living Christ's life.
我当时并不是只是这么说哈，就是基督他自己在我们里面活出基督的他自己活出基督的生命。
Because that would be incomplete.
因为这样的话是不完全的。
That would be like a stump.
这就像一个树桩在那里。
What completes the statement of mine and our brother's statement is these two words in me.
那什么让我的那句话还有弟兄的那句话成为完全呢？就是这两个字，我里。
To be more specific, I said in me, by me, and through me.
而且刚才我更具体的讲，就是在我里面，借着我，通过我。
We also learned in the past the definition of Christian life as not I, but Christ, according to Watchman Nee's book, The Normal Christian Life.
而且我们在过去也看到过这个基督徒生活的定义，就是借着尼弟兄他这本书《正常基督徒生活》里面所讲到的，不再是我，乃是基督。
Neither this statement is without these two words in me.
所以不再是我乃是基督里面并没有提到我里这两个字。
They're simply silenced or muted in that statement.
其实他们是在这句话里面是被默认的。
Otherwise, that statement would be like a stump.
如果不然的话，这样的话也只是一个树桩摆在那里而已。
Galatians 2:20a does not end with not I but Christ.
所以加拉太书的第二章第二十节并不停在不再是我乃是基督这里而已。
It ends with the word in me.
它里面有在我里面。
That is not I but Christ liveth in me.
他说的是不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着。
The whole verse means not I but Christ yet I by Christ.
它里面所讲的就是不再是我乃是基督在我里面借着我通过我活出来。
If we simply stop by saying not I but Christ or Christ himself living Christ's life or Christ is praying to Christ, where is the activity of Christ going on?
如果我们只是简单的说不再是我乃是基督，或者说只是简单的讲基督他自己活出基督的生命，或者我们只是讲基督向基督祷告的话，那基督是怎么活出来呢？
Or where is that empty vessel that God wants to fill and use?
或者说在哪里我们看见这个神要充满并且使用的这个空的器皿呢？
We cannot remove man from equation.
我们不能把人从这些事情里面挪出来。
God unites with man and works from within and out of man.
神是与人联合，而且是在我们里面活出来。
One dimension is God uniting with man.
一方面是神与人联合。
And another dimension is God working in and out of man.
第二个方面呢，是神在人里面，而且活在外面。
So prayer is not only Christ praying in and out of man the empty vessel, but also by joining with man.
所以祷告呢，不光是基督在人里面从这个人这个倒空的器皿里面祷告，同时也是与人联合。
Christian life is a united life. Man's created life united with Christ's life.
所以这个基督徒的生活是一个联合的生活，被造的人跟基督的生命我们两个生命联合在一起。
And therefore, man has to empty himself or ununited himself from Satan, take Christ into him and be united with him.
所以因此呢，人需要来倒空他自己来与撒旦这个联合里面解除出来。这个时候呢，我们可以让基督进到我们里面与他联合。
In other words, that would be the created man dropping the Satan's eye or the old eye that he picked up in his life journey and picking up Christ's eye, the new eye.
或者说这个被造的人呢，他要去除这个撒旦的我，这个旧我，然后呢他拿起基督的我，这个新我，得着他在这个生命的旅程里面。
I will give you another illustration to understand how Christ unites with us and works out of us.
那我再举一个例子来说明，让我们可以来明白，就是基督怎样与我们联合，而且呢，在我们里面来工作。
A teacher gives an assignment to a kindergarten child to carry it home.
那有一次呢，一个幼儿园的老师，他把一个功课给了孩子，让他带回家。
The assignment is to draw a certain picture.
那这个功课是什么呢？就是要来画某一幅画。
The child takes the assignment home.
这个孩子就把这个功课带回家了。
At home, mother helps draw the picture for the child by holding its hand.
那在家里面的时候呢，妈妈就帮助这个孩子来画这张画，借着抓着他的手来画。
The child takes the picture to the school and presents it to the teacher.
然后这个孩子就把这个画出来的画呢，照了张相带去给学校的老师看。
The teacher says, "Well done."
然后这个老师就说，真棒。
But the child says, "My mother did it all."
然后这个孩子就说，其实是我，全是我妈妈来画的。
The teacher again says, "Well done."
然后这个老师听到之后还是说，真棒。
Because the teacher expected the child to do exactly that.
因为这个老师啊，其实他就是期望孩子们是这样去画的。
In other words, what the teacher said was, "I understand that it is your mother who did it all, yet it is by you. Therefore, I said, 'Well done.'"
或者这个换句话说，这个老师想讲的呢，就是说我懂是你的妈妈借着你来画的，但是也是通过你来画的，所以我说真棒。
We all know there are certain children who would say, "Mom, you let my hand go, I can do it."
那我们也知道，有些孩子他可能会这样跟妈妈讲，就说放开你的手吧，我自己会画。
This child also has that nature inside it and could have opted to it.
这个孩子其实也有这个本性在里面，而且呢，他可以选择这么去做。
But this child cooperated and allowed mother to hold its hand and draw the picture for it.
但是刚才提到的这个孩子，他呢，却是与妈妈合作，允许他的妈妈抓住他的手来画，为着这个孩子来画。
As a matter of fact, the well done compliment given by the teacher was, number one, for the child's not doing it by itself, and number two, for taking mother's help.
所以事实上呢，这个老师所赞许的这个真棒呢，他讲到的是两点。第一个就是这个孩子没有凭着自己做，第二个呢就是他用了妈妈的帮助。
That's how the Lord works out of us, in us, by us, through us, and for us.
这个就是主怎么样的从我们里面，在我们的里面，借着我们，通过我们，也为着我们来做。
As I said, please do not come, know that this analogy alone is not enough to address all the aspects of how the Lord works out of us, in us, by us, through us, and for us.
所以请大家再记得哈，这个比喻并不能完全的来表明这个方方面面，就是主怎么样在我们里面从我们里面，借着我们，通过我们，为着我们来做。
This is what Brother Steve Hunter said in his Sunday's message on August 7th last year, quoting what Brother Ed Miller said.
这个呢，其实就是Steve 弟兄在去年八月七号的主日所讲的，他是引用了 Ed Miller 弟兄的一句话。
When the hand of God does things through human hand, people take notice, they listen.
当神呢借着人的手做了一些事的时候，这个时候人都要来注目来看，而且呢他们会听。
Then our brother continued and said, "It is Jesus in us doing divine things. It is not what we do, but what we allow him to do in us and through us."
然后弟兄继续的来讲，这个是基督耶稣在我们里面做那神圣的事情，不是我们所做的，而是我们允许他在我们身上借着我们所做的。
Before closing, I want to quickly reiterate three points with little more clarity.
那在结束之前， 我想再清晰一些来重申这三点。
Regenerated man can produce three kinds of good characteristics.
重生的人，他里面可以有三种的性情。
Number one, human good.
第一个就是人里面善的本性。
Number two, so-called good, or like a good, which is actually evil.
那第二个呢，就是可以被称为被称为善的，或者说像是善的，但其实本性是邪恶的。
Number three, divine good.
那第三就是那个神圣的善。
It is critical for a believer to know to distinctively produce divine good by Christ in him.
所以呢，非常关键的一点就是信徒要知道，唯独基督在我们里面才能够生出那个神圣的善来。
That would be being filled and united by Christ.
这个是借着被基督充满与基督联合做成的。
Number two, what happened in the burial and resurrection was is this.
第二个呢，就是在埋葬跟复活里面所成就的是这些。
When Christ went to the grave, he took our old man with him into the grave.
那当基督被埋葬在坟墓里的时候，他是带着那个旧人与他一起在坟墓里。
In the grave, Christ unentangled the created man from Satan with whom he was stuck.
那在这个坟墓里面，基督呢，把我们与那个旧人之间的缠绕解除了。
In other words, unentangled the created eye from Satan's eye and got him out of the grave.
或者说，他是把那个创造的人的我跟己从那个撒旦的那个人跟己里面解除出来。
It is Satan's eye. In other words, the old eye that is perished in the grave.
所以是撒旦的那个我那个己，或者说那个旧的我跟己，在坟墓里面在那里灭亡。
Created eye never perished, but came out of the grave by uniting with Christ as a new man.
那这个被造的我呢，却永远没有被除灭。他是从坟墓里面出来，重生了之后，是与基督联合了。
This is regeneration.
这是重生。
This is recreation.
这是一个新造。
It is still called new creation in 2 Corinthians 5:17, but in the sense of quality, not like the original creation that was created out of nothing.
所以呢，在哥林多后书五章十七节里面，还是用新造来讲这件事。但是呢，它并不像起初的那个创造，是从无到有。这个新造呢，不是那样的创造。
Number three, man is an empty box without the life of Christ inside him.
第三点呢，就是如果没有基督在我们里面的话，在这个被造的人里面的话，我们只不过是一个空空的一个盒子而已。
Inside man are different empty boxes such as love, righteousness, goodness, etc.
在人里面有许多这样的空的盒子比如说呢有些我们可以称为爱，或者是公义，或者是那些善。
They are to be filled by the corresponding essence of God's love, righteousness, goodness, etc.
他们应该被神相应的本性来充满，就是神的爱、神的公义，还有神的善。
Otherwise, they would continue to remain human and thereby unfit to be used by God for divine purpose.
那不然的话，他们还是停留在人原来的样子，就不能适合被神来使用，为着他的那个旨意。
Faith, prayer, worship, etc. are all empty boxes within the man.
在人里面也有许多的空盒子，比如说信心、祷告，还有敬拜。
They all need to be filled by Christ's essence. In other words, man's life is empty. Everything that is produced by man's life is empty.
他们必须要被基督的本性来充满，或者换句话说，人呢，生命其实是空虚的。所以没有基督在里面的话，它所产生的也是空的。
It has no real, genuine substance.
里面没有那个真实的内容。
It needs to be filled and united by Christ's life to be used for his purpose, to kill Satan, to express Christ, and to represent Christ.
他们需要被基督充满，而且呢与基督联合，才能够为着主的旨意被使用。这个时候能够杀灭撒旦，而且彰显基督，来代表基督。
For example, today is Sunday.
或者举个例子来讲，今天是主日。
We have 7 days to come back here for worship meeting.
那我们还有七天可以再回来在敬拜里面。
In these 7 days, every day, every one of us need to fill this worship box within each of us by Christ, bring it here and offer.
所以在这七天里面，每一天每一个人都需要在我们里面这个敬拜的盒子里面充满了基督，然后我们可以带来献上。
That is a corporate worship meeting.
这个时候我们就称它为团体敬拜的聚会。
That will kill Satan, express Christ, and represent Christ.
这样的话就会杀灭撒旦，而且彰显基督，来代表基督。
This is what our brother Jockley said several years ago, about 15 years ago, in his Sunday's message as to what worship was in 3 words.
这就是君凯弟兄在许多年前，其实是15年前啊，在他的信息里面所讲到的敬拜里面有提到的三个词
：come, bring, and offer，
就是来，带着献上。
Brother Jockley, that was an encouraging sermon.
君凯弟兄，亲爱的君凯弟兄，这个是一个非常让人得鼓励的信息。
May our Heavenly Father help us to be totally filled and united by Christ and be used for His purpose.
那愿意我们的天父来帮助我们，让我们完全的被基督来充满，与基督联合，是为着他自己的旨意。
Like how the water permeated coffee flavor into it, may we all permeate the fragrance of Christ into our life, which may be a sweet savor unto our Heavenly Father.
所以愿意就像这个水里面怎么样让这个咖啡的香味所完全的浸透，让我们也能够让基督的馨香充满我们这样的话我们可以向着天父成为那个甜美。
Amen.
Amen.